Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning, 29th day of September. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. She's going back on tour.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
She didn't want to.
Yeah.
But just get back to everything we've been talking about. Streaming has infiltrated everything.
Yep.
And
gotta
these
go.
Artists, they can't get the same size check out there at the mailbox money they used to, so they're all headed back
gotta
out.
Gotta go.
Gotta go earn that money again. Who was I going to say here today? Oh, I had it right here in front of me.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't really matter. I'll get it in just a second. I wanted to tell you, today is the anniversary of the catch. Willie Mays.
The
off of Vic
shoulder.
Wirtz.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Game one of the World Series.
Polo Grounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
So today, you know, and we heard a lot about it when Willie passed a few months ago and relived that whole thing there. And it is now a part of anybody who makes that kind of over-the-shoulder catch.
Yep, everybody instantly compares it to that.
To Willie Mays. All right, this is time where we're kind of combining. And by the way, again, we are only here till 9 o'clock now that we're into football season when the Falcons have a home, you know, 1 o'clock kickoff. Sam and I will be with you till 9. We turn things over to Fricky and Joe Patrick, who, by the way, will be at Northside and Markham.
Yes.
Coming up from
New location.
9 a.m. until 11. So, having said that, Noel, I'm going to let you go first because I'm really stepping into your segment. We're going to combine casting call with what's going on with you. But let's bring you back on here because, see, she got some WNBA stuff. She got some dream stuff and some other stuff that she got on her mind. And if you don't get the casting call, I'm cool with that. I just drive people to the site later.
Well, thank you.
It's all about you.
Well, first, I'm going to have my fan hat on since I got my fan sweatshirt on.
Okay.
No, Sam, I disagree with you. I don't care that they won 3 Super Bowls. Make that call in the end zone, okay?
Okay.
And the people that were sitting around me felt the same way. You make that call.
She's talking about, we started a conversation earlier about referees and this and that.
Now,
Falcons.
When you get a certain level, you get calls.
Sometimes, and I said to you, I believe that happens at home, not on the road.
I mean,
we get jobbed everywhere. It just is what it is. But, like, you run into the ball, you pick him up off the ground, the ball hits your helmet, you never turn your head around.
That's right.
How many ways can we commit pass interference? How many ways?
Preach. Go ahead.
But you know what? Sam is right in one regard. It can't come down to all of that.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate Coach Ross' press conference afterwards because you know what he said? Don't nobody care. We miss alignment. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So we're not even going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me nothing I don't want to hear. How are we going to win? How are we going to fix it?
Absolutely.
Even this week. They brought up the situation in the last game of the season last year with the Saints and how that ended with Jameis Winston and all that foolery. And he said, I'm not even going to go with motivation I wasn't a part of. Ooh, talk, coach.
Yeah.
He said, we hate them. We do. I know how it is around here. I know what the goal is, but I ain't going to go with that. I got enough motivation. They the Saints. We got 3 of them in a row. Boom, boom, boom. We got to beat 3 of them in a row. The Saints are first.
Yep.
Ooh, talk to me, Coach Ra.
Yep.
Talk to me.
These are the games that matter, y'all.
Can we turn them into wins? Because I agree with Sam. We've only lost 2 AFC games. You wanted to get them. You felt like you should have got them. But if it's 2 that's going to get away, those are the 2 that need to get away. Get your NFC games. You took care of the Eagles with that impressive 2-minute drive, which I knew was going to benefit us in our favor. Because that's the number one thing. People talk about everything a pocket passer can't. But that's the number one thing, number one place a pocket passer is going to succeed, the 2-minute drill.
Yep, absolutely.
You give me 90 seconds and a timeout and some guys that can catch the ball and watch me work. So that's what we got. We almost got it against Kansas City, too. You know, things tick one way or another way. You know, we got to figure out how to get a yard on the ground, and we need to figure out all of those things today because New Orleans has a lot of injuries.
Yep.
We're going to put the Falcons to the bed. Let's turn the page to the WNBA. Your Atlanta Dreams season is over.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But they fought valiantly in the first half of that second game. Alicia Gray showed up like it was All-Star weekend again and dropped 5 of 5 threes. Ryan Howard was doing Ryan Howard things, and Tina Charles went out there to be the vet that she was and made New York have to turn it up 2 notches to not come back to LA. That's how bad they did not want to come back to Gateway, y'all. They didn't want to see no swag serve. They didn't want to see, they didn't want to eat no wings. They didn't want none of it. They said, we stand right up here in New York. We're going to let the Aces come to us. We're not getting on a plane. Shout out to them. They did what they needed to do. Sabrina Nescu showed some major growth in the playoffs this year, putting in that mid-range work. Never seen Sabrina get down in the paint like that. I was shocked. I said, Sabrina, where you put this? Where you get this from and put it back? Put it back until y'all play the Aces. I didn't need to see that today. So Sabrina found something extra in the bag. Somehow Stewie got matched up on Ryan Howard and just took the size advantage over, and they did what they needed to do. But you know what? Shout out to the Atlanta Dream, because throughout all the injuries and all the turmoil going on this season, they found their way into that eighth spot, and they have one to grow on for next season. Two coaches have already been let go this season, but it looks like the Dream are taking a wait and grow time approach with Tanisha Wright, and that could possibly be the best route to take. Let's take this younger team and mold them up.
When you talk about the coach being gone now, and that's the thing. There's a whole lot of soap opera-ish stuff that took place last week as far as WNBA goes. You got players holding press conferences talking about fans' reaction. Mm-hmm. You got a coach that's a legend in this league, one of the founders of this league, who's let go after just one season.
I was going to ask her about that.
A rookie season with a rookie team. That was insane to me.
Yeah.
Now, was there a second thought? Was there speculation that ran through your head when you heard about that firing? Getting along with, you know.
Well, apparently, Angel Reese.
She came out with a text saying, "Wait, hit me, because I love her."
Right.
Yeah, Angela and Carmilla seemed to, you know, be lockstep. And to me, that's what you were. And Kennedy Carter, they all seem to be lockstep with, you know, wanting to be coached by Teresa Witherspoon. And they all seem lockstep. And to me, that's the sky's core to me. Those three, and if those three wanted the coach, it's a rookie coach, and so I thought that was weird. But it's a lot of things that the Chicago Sky does that are weird, in my opinion. I think that whole ownership is weird.
Who owns them? By the way,
that's a good question. I need to find that out. That's a really good question.
It's not anybody. Okay, is it like this? The folks who own the Braves, is it like the group of
no?
Folks?
I gotta figure out who these people are. But they, the big problem with the WNBA, in my opinion, is there's a range of investment, right? Like who's putting what in each franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to Chicago, it seems like they want more out than they put in. And so this to me was like another weird move of like, what are we really trying to accomplish here with this guy? Because they had a coach that left earlier. That's why Morena Membry wanted the trade out to go to the Sun, because she was supposed to be on a contender. That's why Kalia Copper left early, as soon as that coach left, because she was supposed to be on a contender. They went to do a certain thing. The Sky went a different way, and now it seems like they're going another different way. So is there things that the Sky does that are confusing to me? I'm still kind of like digging into their ownership or front office and, you know, what their goals are and who they are and what they have going on, but I don't.
I'm not done with you. Don't go anywhere because I want to ask you a question, but I want to get this out of the way so we don't have to worry about what I got. I want to drive you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall. Got a new casting call list of job opportunities in front of the camera and behind the camera. You can also see the list right now on Get Cast with Greg on X. There's nothing more important that I have right now. It is slow, but there are job opportunities for you. I'll mention some of them in the 8 o'clock hour before we get out of here. But I want you to take a moment, Noel, and preach to us about who may be leaving the game, and probably is, and given the name by the original, the female Black Mamba, is Diana Taurasi being done.
Yeah.
And what you, when you talk to somebody else about her, what is it that you say? For our audience members who maybe didn't follow her, again, Kobe gave her that name.
Yeah. And if you've ever seen DT, if you've seen her play on the court, if you've seen her interact with people on the court, if you've seen her just be in basketball mode, you see why. She's a little more personable than a Kobe was. She has a little more humor, but like all of that agitation, that gruffness on the court, that do anything to, I mean, not anything, but you know, put in that the dirty work, anything you need to do to be done to go win that game. That is Diana Taurasi. That's why she has so many techs in the league. Like, I think she even ended the last game with a tech, which was just, you know, perfect for Diana Taurasi, because that's who she is. Like when the rookies were coming in and she was saying, oh, you know, they're gonna, you know, have to go through this and it's not gonna be so easy. And she was saying that because, oh, I'm gonna be the one. If no vet is gonna be the one to put you through those paces when you get here, I'm gonna be the one. I've always been the one. And so when you see her play on the court and, you know, the little things she does to play with your head on top of being able to drop 40 on you, you know, back in the day. And even being able to drop the 11 or 15 she had the other night in her final game is just impeccable. Like, Diana Taurasi has come in this league and exit the league the way she's come in and left the same way, like full force, full throttle. Amazing. There's a reason why her name is on the practice court in the new practice facility up there in Phoenix.
Yep, absolutely.
She is Phoenix women's basketball.
Absolutely.
Just like Sue Bird is women's basketball in Seattle. They kind of go hand in hand. So to watch them leave right behind each other is pretty nice.
Did you ever have a thought during the season that her exit is being dwarfed by the rookies that came into the league and got all the shine this year?
Rookie, yes. Rookie. Let's keep it funky. It's one rookie that's keeping the spotlight away.
No, but the other ones that came in, just overall. I mean, which one is getting more of it? I'm just saying the entrance of these rookies this season.
Yeah. I made that distinction because I think even with all of those rookies, Diana Taurasi would have still gone out like the legend that she is. I think it is the one rookie and what everyone is putting on her that is overshadowing Diana Taurasi's exit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We hadn't talked about that. I was curious how you felt about that.
But shout out to DT, man. Great career. Absolutely. Amazing to watch it.
Absolutely. Now when is we talk about this rookie, which I mentioned, Caitlin. When is her shoe coming out between
Caitlin
now and Christmas?
Clark. No.
No?
So, in my opinion,
her shoe's not coming out?
We haven't gotten the official word from Nike, but this has played out exactly how I said it would. I said that they would give her some player-exclusive Kobe's first because that's what she likes to play in. That's exactly what's been happening.
Okay.
They give her two or three Kobe's. But I think Asia Wilson is going to get her shoe first. They seem to already be in the work with Asia Wilson's shoe. So I think we're going to see the A1 first, and then we'll get Caitlin's shoe.
But you won't have it before Christmas?
No, not before Christmas. But we'll probably see.
Get that Christmas money.
I don't even think we're going to see Asia's before Christmas, to be honest. And we can talk about Nike and their campaigns and how I feel like they have not been as in tune with things like they were in the 2010s, but
I think they rested on the laurels.
Yes, very much so.
Wow,
very much so.
We've seen this before. Converse did the same thing when you know them guys were coming up in the mid '80s. They had Magic and Larry and all the big stars, and Nike. Nike's that's a tennis company. Hey, we ain't gonna worry about them.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see what happens. Hey, I was gonna ask you, did Candace play any preseason games? And I ask that because of this. Technically, is her last year in the league last year? Or did she
last year.
I was just thinking if she played, because I remember the announcement came just before the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if she played in some preseason games, maybe.
No, she didn't play.
Okay, I was going to ask, because imagine the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in 5 years from now.
I know, right?
If it would have been the two of them.
Yeah, because you know they're both going to be first ballot. But.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
All right. We're moving into this 9 o'clock hour. We're going to turn things over to John Freaky and Joe Patrick coming up as we are the opening act for a day of football action. Saints and Falcons, of course, kick off at 1 o'clock. We got your pregame started at 11. And by the way, we got the night game for you, too, in case you can't get in front of a TV. Buffalo at Baltimore, pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:15. But up next, we're going to get you set. We got D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us and getting you ready for today's matchup. Oh, I'm sorry. One other guest, the Sports Rev. Before we get nationally and talking about what's going on in the world of sports, let's focus on our folk here in Atlanta, as you like to say, and the Sports Rev be known to be connected with Augusta. We're going to talk about you folks out there still dealing with a little bit of Helena and that hurricane. That is coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.